Welcome to K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast. We're sitting in for Billy Reeves here. My name is Daniel Kavanagh from Anathema. How are you doing?
And I'm Vincent Kavanagh from Anathema. And everybody at K-Scope Towers has asked me to pass on their thanks for all your support for the post-progressive podcast, as I believe they call it in London. We say podcast in the north. Thanks for taking part in their vote for the K-Scope tracks of 2011.
Okay, it's been a busy year, as ever, for Steve Wilson. The guy never stops, he's a machine, and he's brilliant.
He's been helping to remaster the King Crimson LPs, been out on tour in support of the Blackfield album, as well as fronting Porcupine Tree, and producing and mixing as ever.
Second solo album came out on K-Scope this year, and he's called it his biggest project to date. And considering he's done some pretty big stuff, it's ambitious, and he's very focused in it, and it's been Grammy nominated. Third nomination he's ever had for the Best Surround Sound. Okay, this is the most popular Steve Wilson track from the current album, according to the straw poll of K-Scope fans. From the Grace for Drowning LP, here's Steve Wilson and Deform to Form a Star.
Cure for all this carrion and aimless drift. Retreat from the begging and invites to the wedding. Revelation means nothing here. Time we forget our need to devour all those stories of tortured souls. Thank you.
Stephen Wilson from Grace for Drowning, that's Deformed to Form a Star. You can hear Stephen talking to Billy Reeves about the album and his work with King Crimson on K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast, episode 20. Just go to kscopemusic.com/podcast.
Next up, Contemporary Sounds from Lunatic Soul, and their current album is called Impressions. Mario Estudar is the creative force behind Riverside. Impressions is his third solo album. A series of instrumental compositions designed to complement the narrative of the first two.
This is the track chosen by our listeners for this podcast. This is Lunatic Soul with Impressions 4.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we've got Ulva, a Norwegian band, going a long time, very well liked. Pioneers, really, in what they're doing. Formerly just a studio band, they've started playing live, and they've added an Englishman into the ranks, Daniel O'Sullivan, and they've started playing really good shows. This song documents the shift in the group's attitude to its art, and it's called February MMX.
Such a eerie fantasy. When you think about it, sins of our fathers, their land and nature, amusement and abuse in the old farmhouse.
Ulva, February MMX, a band described by Julian Cope as cataloguing the death of our culture 2 decades before anyone else noticed its inevitable demise. Expect new music from Ulva's Daniel O'Sullivan in the spring.
Speaking of Norway, funnily enough, our producer in the Anathema album here is a Norwegian chap called Krista. He's doing a fantastic job with us and we're all very pleased and proud. It's a country that's close to my heart. And this next band that are coming up from the K-Scope label are also Norwegian. This is Gazpacho and a piece entitled Snail.
Don't ask me again what I've been doing. You know too well. You know too well. My surprise, you even now is out.
You just heard Gazpacho. That's a song called Snail from the album Missa Atropos, essentially a proper concept piece about a lonely lighthouse keeper. The band toured extensively this year. One of these historic nights was captured on the K-Scope album London.
Where are we, Lee?
We're in Aerial Studios in Wrexham.
What is this studio?
And
what
we are in a bunker at the moment.
It's a nuclear bunker.
And it's been going for, I don't know, how long?
We've been here about a week.
Well, it started, we've been here a week, but it started in the 60s. We never got here then. No. But in the 60s, I don't know, I think the government were looking for something to do with taxpayers' money, so they thought, oh, let's build a nuclear bunker, you know, like in the event there was going to be an apocalypse. But it never happened, and now it's a studio, and we're here.
Well, we're making an album. With our friend Krista from Norway.
Say hi, Krista.
Hello, people.
Yeah, that's Krista from Norway, and he's the producer on the record. And he's the producer of Anathema for many years to come. He's really been a bit of a revelation for us. So here we are. A little bit about this studio. It's fantastic. And the guy who runs it couldn't be a nicer guy. He's brilliant. Couldn't do enough for you. We've got Andrea from Parr Street in Liverpool working with us as well, who's done Coldplay as well as Anathema and lots of other stuff. And we've got Vinny, obviously, singing. We've got Lee Douglas singing, doing... This both sound marvellous.
But, you know...
So we've adopted a Norwegian.
The worst thing is not seeing the sun for a month. The best thing is working with music that is so closely related to what I do and who I am.
I must say, thanks to Billy Reeves, I've really enjoyed presenting this podcast. I'm a big listener of the K-Scope podcasts and of Billy's work and the label itself, which I'm very proud of. Just want to give you a quick list of what's coming up on K-Scope. Third album from the Porcupine Tree drummer, Gavin Harrison, who, by the way, is one of the greatest musicians I've ever met in my whole life. Guy's incredible. He's done an album called The Man Who Sold Himself, and that's looking good. Also... something I'll be listening out for is the singer from Marillion, Steve Hogarth, has teamed up with Richard Barbieri. They're both quality musicians, so I'll listen for that. They've done a record. And there's also more stuff coming from Daniel from Ulva, from North Atlantic Oscillation, who've played with Anathema. We rate them highly. Gazpacho, No Sound, Pineapple Thief, furthermore Ulva, and of course our next album, which is nearly finished. Okay, this next song is... from a group of Scallies from Liverpool. Don't know how they ever made it in the music business, but apparently they've done all right. They've managed to climb the stairway to success, and they're currently trying to fall back down it again. It's called Anathema.
This is Anathema and a piece called Kingdom. Thanks, listeners.